Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of Millennial Myths with your favorite sister friends, Tiffany
and Ashley.
What's up, girl?
Oh my God. I had the day from hell. I mean, it wasn't hell. There were some peaks in these valleys, but woke up this morning. I was in and out of my sleep because I couldn't breathe. I was really congested, so I was up early. But my TV was working. I was watching Storage Wars. Don't judge. Yeah. And then this one, Rob, like, I guess, rolled over and was like, what the fuck? And he was like, baby, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I can't breathe. And he just went back to sleep.
Just can't breathe.
It's the third day in a row. So at this point, I'm like, you know what? I can't keep it. Because this is scary. When I have my little asthma attacks, or like I be wheezing and shit, when I be really tired, it seems like when it happens the most. So I said, you know, fuck it. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. I was in my nightstand rummaging so loud. Girl, I was pulled the shit over and everything because I was half asleep. And okay. I found my inhaler though. And I've been good ever since. So I'm hyped. I'm like, this is gonna be a great day. I've been looking for this inhaler for 2 weeks. So
wait a minute. So you know, been looking for it for 2 weeks and it was in the nightstand.
Girl, all the way at the bottom. That's what made me mad though. That's your light clean, you throw some shit out. But anyway, a lot of shit in there actually, but I couldn't find the top, but I found the inhale. That's all that matters. So then the next thing you know, I go back to sleep, wake up literally just in time for work, actually almost overslept, get up, fucking internet's off. Like, it wasn't off, like I didn't pay the bill, it was like something's wrong with the modem. So of course the first thing I was like, I know I paid the fucking bill, this shit is not due to the second, so we should be good. No, go downstairs, and I knew I can fix it, but I don't think I can fix it, but I'm gonna try. Go downstairs, the goddamn modem is reading fail, and then I was like, great. So I tried to fix it through the app like 2 or 3 times, didn't work, so I called. Of course, like everybody's fucking business is backed up, so you gotta speak to an automated system.
Because everybody's working from home, and everybody needs internet right now.
So, the automated system literally told me what I already fucking did via the app. So, I'm like, okay, I just did it anyway. So then, I think when I called, it didn't even offer it again because I had did it that many times and they saw it. So, it just literally immediately connected me to somebody. So,
she needs an appointment.
Somebody was like, damn, but she did this shit 27 times. Yeah. So, the guy on the phone, of course, has to do the same shit again, just with me. And so, it didn't work. So then he's like, yeah, some hardware issues. So that means someone's going to have to come out to your house tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm just like, yay. And then while he's talking, Kyle's in the back. I'm like, mommy, what's going on with my TV? So here's his answer. You know, on the app, he can still watch Disney Plus. Oh, shut up. I know that. Then what am I going to have?
What about mom?
Like, whatever. So that's that. So then all the time, so I had to reach out to my job, tell my job, you know, I can't work, obviously, because I don't have any Wi-Fi. And so, which today would have been my last day was supposed to be tomorrow, but I'm going to get to that thing. So I'm telling them whatever.
Supposed to be is the key word, guys.
So my boss calls or whatever. And so she's like, oh my God, what's going on? Da, 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 da. This is what we're talking, her kids are in school already. So we're talking about, well, they're not in school, but they're about to start. So we're talking about that or whatever. And so then she's like, I have a question. I'm like, ugh. Like, I just could tell when she had the question that it was going to be some shit with. So she was just like, are you or would you be opposed to, like, being on call for us? So we can figure out, you know, get everyone trained and get them a little more comfortable. And I was like, sure, but I'm only going to be available 2 days out of the week, which is Saturday. And Friday evening, so really 1.5. So I was thinking, she was like, no, I'm gonna need da, 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 da. But she was like, she was okay with it. So I'm like, okay, cool. I collected a little free money.
See, that's how you know that you're a valued employee.
I was shocked. But I mean, it's still not a pay raise. But she was.
They
was
need like, you.
Yeah, she was like, because you're the only one that really does it right. And I was like, oh, but no. So she was like, I just wanted to catch you before you took all your stuff back, which I was happy because I really was trying to plan out my day tomorrow. Like, how am I going to take shit back with Kyle? Like, I just trying to think that out. But anyway, so it is actually coming a good time. But then I started doing my shit for the new job, which I had was basically like riding 2 jobs to see who's going to say I got a job. So they both told me I got the job like a week apart. But the first one, I was like, and then the second one came up, but they kept talking about a second interview. So I was like, I don't got time for no fucking second interview. Like, I'm about to leave my job. I need to know if I'm gonna have a job or I'm not. And then they called me today and told me I had the job. So then I had to call the other job back and tell them I wasn't taking the job. This nigga blacked on me, literally. And so they called me off guard. And I had to professionally black back on his ass. And then the other job, I did everything. They were playing no games. They wanted that money. So then the other job, they sent me all their shit. But I was honest, but I may have not been as clear. But I was honest by admission, I should say. And so when I did my background check, it came back like I already had did it. Then I had to explain that I did, but I stopped. I was like, I did a background check, and then I stopped because then you called and you offered me this job. It was paying more, it was more benefits, not as stressful, you know, yeah. So he was like, I think you should be good, but I'll let you know. And I'm like, oh God. So as of now, I'm in the clear. Well, hopefully, I am. I had to call the man again.
Just got two jobs.
I'm like, why the fuck is my shit giving him an error? So I texted a little mean ass man back, and I was like, did you clear my shit out? Because you said you did. And he was like, this would not affect any background check with us. And then I'm like, you a fucking liar, whatever. You ain't do it because I was going to call you back and want that job. Anyway, that was the best of the days. Yeah, I just been really short fused. So even though she asked me to come back, I hope she knows I'm not working Friday too. I'm still not full time anymore. Video. Well, I'll figure it out tomorrow.
My baby lost her tooth tonight.
I know, I saw. Was she crying?
No, like the child been super hyped since. So she told us it was loose like last Wednesday. So literally it's taken a week. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she just been messing with it. So she's been hype about her teeth falling out since this episode of Peppa Pig, since she was like 3. So she's been waiting for this day for forever.
Uh-huh.
But so this is the thing. She doesn't even really want like real money.
What she want?
You know those little chocolates that look like gold coins?
Yeah.
That's what she thinks that she's supposed to get from the tooth fairy.
You girl, better let her go ahead. Because I know when I lost my tooth, and I will never forget, I lost it in a blimpy sub. We don't even have blimpies anymore.
Like, oh, God.
So, I saw a blimpy the other day, but I think it's my, like, personally... I bought the franchise. I literally have not seen a blimpy standalone in years. So,
literally.
So my parents went and got, I would never forget it because it was so embarrassing. Went and got me my little, you know, 6-inch sub, little kid sub, girl bit into that shit and my tooth was in it. I would never forget. And that's back when I was young, so I don't eat elaborate sex now, but usually, back then, I was really eating cold cuts. Well, they weren't cold cuts, but it was like ham and cheese, turkey and cheese. Girl, it's shit in my tooth was there. Oh, my God. So fucking disgusting. I will never forget that.
One of my most memorable experience with a tooth loss, I was jumping on our trampoline, and, like, my tooth came out. Like, I fell. And my tooth came, like, it was loose, so, you know, it was time to come out, but yeah, it fell out on the trampoline.
Yeah, mine was loose, so I shouldn't have been having that hard-ass bread. That's probably why blimpies ain't been back, because the bread was that fucking hard. I'm confident I wasn't the only kid that happened to. Because it was real life sitting there. If that would have been iPhone time, my parents would have damn sure put my ass on Instagram.
And so... Hey, did you see the video? No, it wasn't a video. It was pictures. It's this guy. He's in this field, and he's like, have you tried frolicking lately?
What? No.
Like,
I looked it up. What the fuck is a frolicking? What?
Basically, like, just hopping and skipping around happy. So, basically, what kids do all fucking day long. But It made me really weak because I too had to look up the word, you know, just to see really what it meant. And I'm like, okay, so that's like another word that has come out in 2020 that was already in the dictionary. And we're just starting to use it again. Like, because you know, like most you know, like most years we get a new word, like a couple years ago when like it was turnt or, you know, and they actually add words like that to the dictionary. So like it's new words getting added. But this year we are just using words that we already had.
Everybody at home bored as shit. This one, let's start reading the fucking dictionary.
That made me chuckle.
Well, listen, I'm like, no, this is not what you frolicking. I think about turning to what the fuck is frolicking. So I was like, what? Okay, what? Yeah, I'm gonna have to ask her about this when we get on air because I'm a little confused. But oh, that means that PSP, okay. I do that when I'm drunk. Not when I'm sober. Not at all.
Speaking of drunk, Ashley got me drunk this weekend, y'all, but that's a story for another day.
Let me just state my claim on this episode, because I think if it's been brought up again, I won't be on it. People who listen to this all the time know that a lush, okay? It's nothing about it that is hidden. It is there. I don't know what happened. I drank my little drinking drink, my little shoddy shots, got even some more wine off the deal. I did all of I had to do, okay? I was just there for a good time and a long time. I don't know. I just felt like things just got out of hand. And, you know, I just don't be realizing sometimes how turnt I be. Like, how lit I be making situations. Yeah, that's what I say. I just be, you know, really, I be really putting the things in place. And I be having a different idea that it's going to go this way. And it just doesn't go that way, like, a lot of the time. So, yeah, in this situation, yeah. Let's just say Tiffany and I have literally crossed off a sisterhood moment there.
We are sisters.
For sure. You know? So, yeah. Great time. Great time. Let's just say I got my margaritas out the deal. I'm a little upset because I still didn't get to see the Chippendale, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I know people are like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Next week's episode will you'll understand after next week's
episode.
We'll
have a special guest. Teacher Patel.
Yes, we have a very special guest.
Mm-hmm. I should call him. Anyway.
I might get you to do that.
Because I'm going to see my people get off air. Say my little piece and hang up.
Okay. back to our educated and professional self. In this week's news. I know, but y'all know, you know, schools are either already back open or, you know, going to be opening after Labor Day. And most schools are doing the whole virtual learning. And so, you know, we just wanted to talk about how different demographics of students or, you know, would be affected.
Yes. Especially brought it up because, you know, two of my friends, they work at St. Joseph Villas here, which is the school for, when I was growing up, I thought it was like Hogwarts. God forgive me, but I did. But, I know any fucking better. But it's the school that's for special needs children. So, I think, depending on like where you fall, if you have behavioral issues, you can go there also. But you got to like really, really be unmanageable in school. But, they go back, I think, in 2 weeks. And they are not, well, some who aren't as far on the spectrum are going to be virtual, but others are still going to come in there. Like if they just need that day-to-day time. And I was talking to one of them that, I think she's more of like a TA than the other one. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that, she was like, I'm low-key nervous. She was like, because one, the thing I thought was dope is the school is providing them with the protective gear, like the face mask, the face guard, shit like that.
That's good.
But she was like, I have to be mindful and be realistic. She was like, prior to COVID, I had students that when they get upset or frustrated, they spit, stuff like that. She was like, that's my biggest fear. She was like, that's not me trying to be funny. I love my students, but
right.
with this going on, how it is transmitted, that's just a big fear of mine. And that's just how they change y'all's training. Because every time a term comes, they have to train. She was like, yeah, like, I will say they are implementing new things to kind of adjust to the new normal. Mm-hmm. But it's still a fear because this will be our first time doing it. And so I'm like, yeah. So that is one school that I do know they're doing both. But yeah, everybody here is, for the most part, virtual now.
Mm.
Even yeah, the colleges.
Right. And it's funny that you brought up the special needs children first, because there was a story on the news like a couple days ago. One of the news anchors has a special needs child, and he was mm-hmm. just going through, like, you know, how much his son has, like, regressed from March when schools first shut down to now, and how their school, his son goes to an actual, you know, special needs school, but they are not, you know, doing in-person school. They're going to do virtual learning.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was saying that they do, like, horse riding as therapy and, you know, different things like that, like yeah. unconventional things that actually get these kids to, you know, sit up straight or, you know, strengthen their leg and arm muscles and stuff, and they have to be stuck at home now. You know, yeah. so like this is gonna really affect some people. And I read an article that says there are 6 million American children who have some kind of special education.
Yeah.
That is a big number.
I know for us, we have St. Joseph's Villa, we have Fagon, and I think it's another place here. That's like a school-based environment. But mm-hmm. St. Joseph's Villa is the only one where I know that they are still having kids come back. I'm not sure if Fagon is doing that, if they're all virtual. But that was my big concern, too. Like, outside of Virginia, I know every state has special needs students. So
right.
What are they doing? Because he's correct. They do a lot of what to a teacher would be kind of unorthodox, but a way to, you have to think differently when you're approaching situations with them, because
exactly
the normal, especially if it's an autistic student, they have a higher IQ, so they're not going to want to do the regular work. You're going to have to like really adjust how you're responding to things.
Yeah.
So
and then like I was thinking for some, like, you know, they need strict routine. They're used yeah. to a strict routine. And, like, when they don't have it, like, they have, you know, aggressive moments. Like, mm-hmm. they'll just break down and cry. Like, this is really going to affect not just regular children, you know, but all it children.
I think, in my opinion, this is going to really, you know how when you have a child, people have kids, and, you know, people, you know, you go on Facebook and you be like, oh God, she's having a baby. And you just be like, she really does not need a kid. But this is going to really have, sounded fucked up, but we all do it. But when that happens, they're going to have their baby to move about their life. This is going to be a time where those people that everybody was like, I don't really think you should have been a parent.
Like, listen, yes.
How are you about to respond in this moment? Because people will be lying if they're not frustrated or they're not nervous or apprehensive for how it's going to be.
I know special needs adults who have children. Are they going to virtually mm-hmm. teach their children?
This goes back to what I was saying last week. This is like the perfect time if you like are a TA, if you were into tutoring or what, grow that business. Like, it's going to be so many parents that are going to be predicaments where their job is like, you either come in an office, you don't have no job or whatever, and they're going to need someone, or yeah. they're going to be on a chopping block. This would be the perfect time It's just, but then it's going to have that gray area of trustworthy people being around our children.
Yeah.
And it's like everything's happening so fast with such short notice. So are we really going to want to take the time to really search for that person, depending on your financial situation? Or, you know, like, it's just so many ways this can go.
It's just a fucked up situation all the way around for the kids. Like,
I feel like if this is what they wanted to do, they should announce it in March. I don't think it should have been this
late. They waited too long. Yeah. Like, you, if they would have just listened to Dr. Fauci said, we in this for the long run.
Yeah.
Yes, they ain't wearing no mask. We in it for the long run. When he said that, they should have just said, okay, school's going to be virtual. That way we would have 4 months to figure the shit out.
Yeah, I am agreeing to that. Like, I don't think it should have been done. Like, my sister, she's been virtual. So the way Virginia State did it was, first they was like doing seniors and freshmen. That was at first. Mm-hmm. But I guess once they started, and then athletes, once they started trying to like tally up rooms, because they were trying to give everyone a single. So they were even turning doubles into singles. It just wasn't working. So then it became, I think it was only freshmen and athletes. Still didn't fucking work. So then it was just athletes and those who didn't have the correct perimeter at their home to be able to do the virtual learning. So they had to come to campus. Then, literally, what's today? So today's Wednesday. So yeah, this was Monday. They sent all the kids that were, you know, notified they could come back, COVID kits, which I don't know why the fuck they did that. Sent them basically kits so they could take the test themselves. Like, really? Okay. Like, if you really want to come
back. Like, they would really do it?
Yeah, right, and tell the truth. Anyway, not to say the kids would be lying, but if you really want to go back home, you could go back to school, you would do what the fuck you gotta do. So, yeah. But they sent them the thing, so all the kids got them that same fucking day. That's when Virginia State was like, we're going virtual all around. Like, all kids are going virtual. So, again, last minute as fuck. They've already been in class, though. That's the thing. So, because the other kids that was virtual, their classes start out regularly. So, but my sister was saying that the only now they have a catch 22. Now, we're just looking at, you know, the younger kids that are going virtual and like, how the fuck is this going to work? Like, I work from 8 to 5. Like, I pay for after school care. Like, my life is set up around this shit. But the college kids are now having an issue where, like, I was like, Drew, what is going on downstairs, girl? She is in class, and her class and her are arguing with the teacher via Zoom, okay?
Oh, so, God.
So, the kids, I guess, had an option to do asynchronous and then synchronous. So, asynchronous is basically like you just, it's all pre-recorded. You can show up live, but you don't have to.
Right.
So, more so for kids who work. So, if you are really going to online school, usually how it is. So, the teacher is arguing with them that he was coded synchronous. So, he is like sending them Zoom links every fucking day. And has sent them Zoom links, like pre-scheduled ones until the end of the semester. So kids is in class.
I gotta be here. Your ass gotta be.
So they're like, no, you need to go back to your department head because our, like, she was like, girl, one girl share her screen and was like, our schedule says this.
I'm weak.
And they just was fussing, but that's another whole issue with the whole virtual learning, especially for older students. And I'm sure it's probably an issue with, well, not so much because they're in grade school, they gotta come to school, but I know for a fact that's an issue with the college kids. The fucking so much is changing, the professors are getting the information after the students. So,
it's just a lack of communication.
Yeah, that's what my sister was like. She was like, I don't give a fuck, I'm not fucking showing up every day. I know what I set up for. I'm about to go back to work. Like, what? No. So yeah. I was like, I didn't even think that they would really have an issue because, you know, you can go to school online, for God's sake. But
right.
For the schools that don't have that option, well, this is a whole different clusterfuck. Like, this is, they're really, really struggling. So it's a mess.
Yeah, a hot mess. I was reading some articles about how Black and brown students would be, you know, more affected by this than their white and Asian counterparts, and how this would, you know, just widen the educational gap, you know, that there already is.
I can see that. I think it's more so going to widen the gap as far as your where you fall. If you're middle class, upper class, like,
yeah.
The students that are more of like poverty level, the students that are even middle class for real, because with COVID, so many parents have lost their jobs. So yeah. I'm wondering how the kids that are in those situations where like both parents cash assistance of some sort because of COVID.
Right.
Or with like one parent was working and the other one wasn't. I'm wondering how they were able to respond to such last minute changes, especially if they didn't have electronics or if they didn't have internet. Like, I'm wondering how this is all working.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the rich kids, they're going to be fine. Like, they probably going to flunk because they're so going to be, like, not into it. I'm hoping the kids that, which is not all, but the kids that are, like, you know, going through a lot at home already, mm-hmm. they still have that safe space. It's virtually, yes, because I have to say some teachers that are really going above and beyond to take this virtual shit to make it realistic for the kids. But I'm hoping that those kids they just put their all into school. Like, because they're in a comfortable space, because they are at home. Like, sometimes kids don't want to go to school because their parents don't have as much money, so they don't want to go to school because they don't want people to see how they dress.
Or but then what about the kids who are, like, abused at home and school is literally their safe space? Like, they aren't going to do well in school this year.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I'm like, this last minute change, the initial overlook makes complete sense. You don't even have kids sitting in a big group fucking throwing COVID back and forth like a ping pong. Yeah, totally agree.
So this is, you know, I went to the beach Sunday and with the kids' old babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
We're like sister friends now too. But she was telling me that she was talking to her daughter's therapist, and she was like, if she was like the head of all of this, middle and high schoolers would do virtual learning.
Of course.
And then the elementary schoolers just spread them out throughout the elementary, middle, and high schools in the division. That way you keep the social distancing, you keep the capacity low, and then those younger kids still get the interaction that they need. I said, that's a great fucking idea.
That's smart. I also saw, to piggyback off of that, a lady who the kids were younger. It was obvious they were in elementary school, maybe like fifth, fourth grade, but they were elementary school. But they were all back in school. And what she did was she took the little storage cubbies that you buy, like to put your clothes in for the different seasons, and cut the tops in half and made boats for each of the kids. So each kid could sit in them and still read, do their classwork, but that's how she ensured they were distancing.
That they were sick. Nice. So, I like
and
that.
She, and she like wrote their names on each boat. So I was like, that's really, really cute. So it's a lot of teachers that are like, because hell, I mean, I still got to go to fucking school and possibly catch the shit too. So I got to try to do my best. But I think like that school in Atlanta was a good example. If y'all can't, you know, have virtual schooling for whatever financial reasons, or y'all kind of just didn't vote against it, fine. But you have to still be mindful that it's still here. So
right, like you can't just send your kids all willy-nilly, like, well, no, school's open, so whatever.
You got a hall monitor, but your hall monitor is worried about people running and not the mask. Like, you're letting the bell ring, and you're letting all the kids run. Like, I would never forget when I was in middle school, and, like, when shit would go left, like, people would fight and stuff. The bell would ring, yes, because they can control it, but it take more to turn it off than it is to turn it on, so they can just let it ring normally. But you would go by instruction. Because y'all, the whole damn floor is in trouble. So, somebody would come and let your class out, and that's how you would go.
Yeah.
I don't see why that would be a big deal to do that now until they figure out a way around all of this. Even if it's changing the bell sign for your grade. That way you can minimize the amount of kids in the hallway. The social distancing, I don't know how the fuck they're going to do this, but at least the transmitting through the hallway, and if it's hard to do if you have everybody back in school. It's okay. Like, let's keep a mask on, or you're getting detention.
Hello, somebody.
After the third one, you're getting suspended. I think you'll get tired of getting fucking suspended, and your parent will too. Like, we gotta figure something out. But I just feel like some of the schools are just leaving it so much into children's hand, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. They're gonna do what the fuck they want. Kids already showed up to school in different outfits and their parents don't even know. Like, really? Like, you really fucking say they're gonna wear a mask if you're not forcing them to do it?
No.
So fuck.
So, when schools let out in March, you know, some schools automatically started the virtual learning then. And so when school ended, there were some surveys and studies that came out with the participation rates among different races mm-hmm. in middle and high school. So Latinos and Blacks in middle school only participated 67% of the time.
That's not bad. That's still over more than half.
It is more than half, but like only 67% of the kids.
Well, I wonder, we gotta take in consideration this badass fucking kids. And then we gotta.
I mean, yes, this is LA, but still.
Okay. We gotta take into consideration.
But I mean, but that's.
And kids?
It doesn't matter if they good or bad. Like, clearly these kids don't wanna do this shit online. They want to go to school.
No, those kids ain't participating in school either. Because trust me, if you are at home virtually, especially with fast-ass children, if you're at home virtually and you like to go to school, you're going to just continue to do what the fuck you're doing. You, the whole time, you're probably lit because you can do it from your bed. But the other little fuckers, no. They weren't going to go to school in school, and they're definitely not going to go to school in school.
So, this whole virtual school, it would have worked for me, because, like, I didn't give a fuck about them people at my school. Like,
but yeah, I'd have been lit. I hate it.
I was finished with my little CNA classes or whatever by 11th grade. So, yeah, I could have done virtual my senior year of school. That was no problem.
Girl, I'd have been sure so lit. No walking
to the bus. Didn't have to get up and put clothes on or do my hair or catch the bus. What?
I would have been lit. I actually would have been very lit. The whole time might have been faster because I would have been home all goddamn time. But,
I would have still got my work done.
Oh yeah, I would have went to school and shit, but I probably would have been faster.
Yeah, so it would have been fast.
Me and my boo would have been like going to class together.
Like, I remember high school booty call had a car, so that would have worked.
Yeah, I would have been OD. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would have did my work, but it would have been repercussions. Yeah, so it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a
bad
thing. Think about it. But I think I really just want to see. I personally feel like this is going to test everyone's parenting. Like, I really do. Like, outside of, and like, really, I don't know why my rabbit is shaking like that. Anywho, she just shook her head like a dog. Like, girl, get a grip. Anyway, I think it really is going to test people's parenting, or it's going to show those parents that really rely on their babysitters for everything, or their mm-hmm. child care, or those parents that's like, they can make a break. It don't really matter to them. They prefer to have a set schedule for their kid, but if they got to step in and help out, it ain't going to make no difference. It's going to definitely test people's parenting.
That's kind of how it was for me. Like, you know, we've been here since March, and at first I was like, okay, is this? And then I was like, you know what? Shit, whatever got to be done can be done. So, you know, some days they go next door when they want to. You know, I don't make them go to the babysitter. If they want to go, or if the babysitter wants them, they go. But we make it work. Like, I get work done. I play with them. We do arts and crafts. Mm-hmm. I make lunch. I do more work. Like, I figured out how to make it work.
Yeah, I mean, who's your parent? I feel like the parents that are talking the most shit are the ones that have been relying on the public school since it started. Like, yes. Since they were able to put their kids in it. Like, don't get me wrong, this is not what anyone's planning out to be, because at the end of the day, a lot of employers are not remote. So,
true.
It's just going to cause a lot of issues, but on that playing field. But, as a parent, you get thrown curveballs all the time. So,
and you gotta to
figure it out,
assess, and readjust.
And it doesn't take away from you being irritated. No, not at all. But it doesn't take away from the school system that have decided to do it, if they were even prepared to do it. Now that is a different conversation. Right. But the parents that I've been seeing bitching, just like, bruh. Like, yes, it's not what we all wanted, but we have to also look at it like, do we really want
do you want your child to get sick?
3 to 5 year olds going to school right now? Really? Just imagine how it is when you go to the grocery store. Because Kyler literally talks about how it itches his nose every time he goes. Or his ears.
Why do you think Carmen and Cameron don't go nowhere but church?
Like
they don't want to wear no fucking mask.
Like, he keeps it on. But it's like, you got to pluck his ass up 3 times. Or I got to bribe him. I'm going to get him. Like, it's just, and I'm saying, spending way more fucking
money. That's how it is with Cam.
Like, it's just too much. But it's not going to be imagine them in school. You get with your little buddy. And like the post that came out was like, imagine sending your kid to school and you send him with a Paw Patrol mask and he come on with a Spider-Man. Come back. Like, yes. That's very true. Like,
they not trading cards no more. They trading masks, y'all.
Like, what? You don't know how many times Billy done blew his fucking nose in there. Like, this is too much. So, yeah, it's not what we want. But I ultimately do feel like it's the better idea. I just feel like it was just so fucking last minute. And they didn't have any things and any controls. Like, what are we doing for the kids that were already on reduced lunch? I feel like the reduced lunch kids should have been getting tablets off of that. Like,
so my school, my county, the elementary school, Carmen is getting a Chromebook, and the preschool, he is getting a VTech device and a tablet.
Yes, like, I feel like that's
so my school division is giving out electronics for the division, and they are providing hotspots if you don't have internet at home.
But that's how it should be. Like, the economies I've been hearing, it just ain't fucking shit. That ain't right. But I feel like,
yeah, so like,
it should be like that.
Where I'm from in the country, so it's a rural area, like, there really isn't Wi-Fi unless you're in Farmville. If you outside of Farmville, you got, you know, still dial-up. So, and then a lot, it's so high, a lot of people just don't have it. So what their school has, they basically like log on and download the work and then have to log back on to upload the work. But if you don't have Wi-Fi, or, you know, if you don't have internet, you have to drive to one of the hotspots that they set up around the county, which could be 20 miles away from where you live at.
That's a lot of work. That is a lot of fucking
work. Just for your child to go to school. Like, they could have done better than that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Why you can't fucking set this shit up? It's like a, it is a hot spot, but it's like an extension to a hot spot for those who live in rural areas. Right now, everything that's coming to me, I know is fucking wrong, but it's basically like an extension. So wherever you live, because we had to get it for Rock's parents, I just cannot think of the name. But anyway, it's basically to make it so, yes, you're in a rural area, but your hotspot is still going to connect. There should be no reason why it doesn't connect. I just cannot think of the name right now. Well, I just want to get the name. But that's something that should have been thought about. Well, they know good as God fucking well. They are in a rural area. Like, that didn't change today. So, that's what I think has really been the biggest issue. Like, I mean, I've been seeing parents bitch about, like, how you been working and teaching your kid? Like, how is that working? Y'all both remote. But, yes, it's hard. Don't get me wrong. Because when Kyler be wanting to do shit on ABC Mouse and stuff like that, I'd be like, bruh. And then my phone be ringing for work, I'd be really about to lose it. But... but I have to figure it out.
Like, you know, mine are 5 and 4. So, like, usually when I log on to work, they're still asleep. So when they come in the first time, I'm like almost finished with my report or whatever. So they start asking questions. I'm like, go make your bed. So when they come back from making their bed, go brush your teeth. And yeah. So that gave me like 20 minutes to, you know, wrap things up. And then, okay, go play for a few minutes. And then mommy will be ready, with breakfast. Like, we make it work.
Girl, I'll be like, Kyle, go to the bathroom. Go brush your teeth. Your TV on? You got your cup? You putting your, like, it just be, I be just throwing it to you because I be having to do.
Yes.
Like, you just keep doing task after task, and once you finish, by the time you finish, I'm gonna be ready to
by
do
the that. Time you finish with all these tasks, I'll be ready.
I'll be ready to feed your ass. Like, yeah. But it's still a lot. So I don't, yeah. I think if we would have been knowing in March, like, this, that, and the third is gonna be virtual, parents would have been set. Them little stimulus checks would have been handled correctly.
Exactly, and we would have been paying for damn tutors.
Like, but I think, yeah, the lack of communication, which is literally the fucking problem and everything, but I think that would have been, I don't think a lot of parents would have had as much stress because those who weren't financially fit for this last minute decision, they would have had those stimulus checks and it would have been used appropriately. Like, I feel like the whole pandemic plan was there, but it's like been given out in like not in order. Like, I feel like it was just given out randomly. Like,
yeah,
we should have been known about virtual school, then got the stimulus checks, or really let's start from the beginning. We should have known about the vaccine and known about the ways to prevent it. Then we should have got the virtual school idea. Then we should have got the stimulus check. Like, it's like this was out of order. That's what I feel like. Like,
well, I mean,
like, you know,
it was kind of new, so kind of had to just go with the flow. But in the ideal world, yeah, like, get y'all sit together before you come talking to the American people about some shit.
Like, because we're literally the only fucking country that has it. So, literally, like, nobody else has a shit. So, I just want to see, but I really want to see how bad kids going to be. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm hoping these mamas and these daddies really become creative. Which I was starting to see it at the beginning of quarantine, but that was creative because y'all thought y'all was giving y'all kids back. So I want to see how they about to be when it came. Like, this is what it is for right now. So with that being said, what do you think? I think we don't have that much time left, but what do you think would be some ways for the parents that are like about to lose their shit to some remedies for them?
That's a good question. I would say it would be time to call on your village.
Yeah. But see, then that's a catch 22 because, like, what if it's, like I said, people that are just having kids for fun, they don't have no village.
Like, I mean, so, like, I know for me, I haven't got, you know, to this point yet, but school hasn't started yet, but in my mind, I already kind of have a plan in place. Like, the days that I just, if I feel like I'm just not going to be able to do it, I have my sister who can come in and be the teacher for them that day. Like, I'm going to use my village. I know what days of the week my mom is off. Like, hey, I might need you this day, be on call. Like,
yes.
I'm going to use my village because I have to be sane enough for them, you know, outside of the learning environment. So if that's what I got to do to, you know, yeah, that's my plan. Use my village.
I definitely piggyback off of that. I think that's for sure a necessity. Again, like I always like to preach, we have so many fucking resources, we need to freaking use them. And that includes humans. But
hello, somebody.
Also, I hope with all of this virtual learning, it just really, remember, I haven't seen it in a while, but you remember when Nick and Knight was on and then you talk about the family table?
Yes.
So I'm hoping, and for those who don't, I can give a really quick synopsis because I know we're out of time, but it's basically just promoting togetherness with you and your family. Like, whether it's you and a single parent, you and both your parents, you and your guardian, you and your grandparent, whoever, promoting that togetherness back in the household. So I'm hoping that that comes out of this. And because y'all, I know some people, it's been having an adverse effect, like everyone wants to kill each other, but I know, and that's just because we're so used to having so many other things to do. The fact that we're
to keep us occupied.
Yeah, the fact that we're like seeing the same fucking four walls every day and they're losing it. But and my friend and I was talking about that, the area we're in, and realizing how much there isn't shit to do now that we can't do shit. So I hope that it really promotes the families to get back into that family table mindset, to be more connected, more family oriented, how we see on TV, but really do the shit. Whatever fits for
like
that
Sunday
family.
Dinners.
Yeah.
Eat, you know. And well, I hope that's something that we have been doing since the quarantine. Like, my sister and her boyfriend come over every Sunday for dinner.
Yeah, like, I think I'm really all for that. Like, I'm really all for promoting this togetherness. And I hope it allows the parents to become more creative and connect more with their children. Because I know some parents prior to this did not have that. So, yeah, you're being forced to do it. And you should never be really forced because you're a fucking parent. But being realistic, you know, I hope it just promotes that togetherness. It provides some creativity and some bonding and moments for parents and their kids. Yes, not what you want, but you can make a positive out of it.
That.
Oh my god. Anywho, I might have a special guest. But anyway.
You said, oh. I was like, who, girl? Kylie.
Yeah. So, before we close out, please let people know what to expect next week. I'm really excited.
Okay, so it was a setup. That's all I'm gonna say. It was a setup.
So let me tell you guys. So when I got this outline, even though on the other side, I still saw it. So I was like, "Oh my god, this happened to that. Turn the title into this." But
so you weren't privy to the private conversation that we had when you went to the store. And so I was kind of like piggybacking off of some of the stuff that was discussed then. And so I was like, well, So that's where some of it came from. And then, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. So next week, I'm not going to be on episode. It's no reason. I'm just not going to be on it. So it's literally no reason. But I may call it. I don't know. I'm not. But yeah. So it's going to be Tiffany and another male companion. And I really hope they explain how they know each other. So, you know, it's going to be a really good episode. I just cannot wait for everyone to hear it. Because I feel like this is, like, our top episodes right now is Overcooked, Milk and Dill, and Milk Health and Masturbation are our top three.
I have a confession.
I feel like once this comes out, this is next. What?
So you know how we be telling the people to like send us emails and shit?
What?
I was on my Gmail the other day and I flipped to the, you know, confessions Gmail account and you know the shit was spelled wrong.
Oh, Jesus.
But
y'all, that was very natural, by the way, because I really had my face in it. Just so y'all know. Just so y'all know, since you said that was Tiffany's job.
It was me, and I would take full responsibility for that. I am not the best speller, okay? But it has since been corrected, so y'all email us confessions of @gmail.com.
I know they're like fucking idiots. Judge your mama, like I always say. Shit, people can say.
Judge your mama.
But
well, I thought that'd make you laugh.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
So you just gotta go into the PayPal and change the email address.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't. it's still open. So, like, if there's been any, like, security codes or anything, we're good.
Oh, okay. I'll double check and update. But I know people are like, what the fuck? But,
I thought y'all could use a little laugh.
It's real.
At my expense.
Damn it. So, well, yes, next week's going to be a really good episode. This is a good episode, too. I hope all of these parents, these milky stilsies, Gigi's or Glamoth, and I don't really have anything for Pop-Pops, but, and Guardians. I hope after this, you just feel a little bit more at ease. You understand that you're not alone. It's a bunch of us trying to figure out, like, Kyle is supposed to be in pre-K, and that just threw everything out the fucking, like, yeah. So, yeah. I just want you guys to know you're not alone, and you're always around it, and like Tiffany said, just really step into using your village. I know a lot of parents battle with that, but this is the time to swallow our pride, people. If we feel
yes,
like
you know that we are always talking about mental health, and your mental health is more important now than ever. Like, we've been at home, cabin fever. Like, your mental health has to be good in order for you to be able to teach your kids. So if you got to step away to call somebody else in, then do that.
Yes, that is for sure. Is there anything else now?
That is all.
Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode. Bye.
Bye.